Ralph has been trying to talk for all night.
There seems to be.
Ralph.
I too, as many here, have been in an eldership and through many problems. And we'll always have problems in the church. I remember thinking when I was young and very ignorant and naive that if I could ever get an eldership, some of the things that were happening then, not this bad, but some of the things that were happening then that were losing people's soul, I could stop them. I got in there and I found out couldn't. They were there. We, in an eldership, tried to hide our head from problems that were in the brotherhood. We were in a little city. It wasn't bothering us then. Believe me, it got there. It came and it bothered us. You can't ignore it. So, we can't ignore this either. And the thing that I want to get down to saying is, I haven't hurt anybody. It's awfully hard to say you're sorry. And I'm wrong. But we have been wrong. I've been wrong. Graham's been wrong. Eddie Whitten's been wrong. Every elder in here has been wrong in this particular situation, in one way or another. And they've done things to each other and that shouldn't have happened. And they're going to have to go to each other and make it right. Now, liberalism and conservatism is there, and we know what we mean by those terms. We've all understand this. We've got to stay with the Bible. I apologize to Brother Dale Peterman, but I believe that he gave the impression to me when he was first. I came in with a program from the Sunday school deal over in Dallas, the last one. Where all five men from over at Harfordson Hills were speaking and on the part of the officers. Then I looked over in that program and there was from Abilene, Faulkner and Brackeen advertising their seminar. The only reason he could be there was to support that and to make money from it. And that lended their stamp of approval to it. And they're on the faculty out there. But you can't mention Abilene, you couldn't mention Alfred. So I came in the door, I was very upset about that. And I would have shown it to the first elder I saw. First one I saw was Dale. He'd just gone in. We started talking about it, and I suppose other people have been talking to Dale about some similar problems. And he said, well, you're not, the conversation went on past that. He didn't comment on that, went on past that to, reason I bring up, why would those men, brethren, be there? And they built the great family center and the great basketball court and all this, and that's not right. He said, well, you better be consistent. What about our room back here? So I'm not too happy with our room back here, you know. And so that happened. And the same thing, we're afraid to say anything about Abilene and ACU in their myth thing was wrong. No doubt about that. And it's out there. And we're not going to get away from it. We're not going to get away from North Richmond Hills. The split is here. Davis said it out loud here. We're not going to get away from it. But, brethren, we're going to have to take a stand. We can't wishy-washy around. Every other elder I know of has taken a stand on it, as far as I know. And I haven't talked to anyone, tried not to, but like Brother Gould. And you try to keep out of it, because I know what happens to an eldership when people go to talking. But you can't keep out of it. And I've been guilty just like you, and I'm sorry. We're everyone guilty, and we better repent. We better get together like Brother John said. And if you don't agree with it, if you think that North Richmond Hill is all right and are that leaning that way, resign. If you think ACU is right in every respect and they weren't at fault in that deal, resign or go on with it. And, you know, incompetence, I'll point out a lot to them. Every one of us are incompetent. When Eddie or when you come in and say, I've got this problem, or you come in with that problem, Why don't you say, I'll help you with it? How can we strengthen you there? Because he's strong over here, but he's weak there. You know.